5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People think discipline is punishment. They think it's strict routines, no freedom, no fun. But the truth is, discipline is a form of self-love. It's choosing your future over your impulses. It's choosing who you want to become over the person who you used to be.
January 1st, new year, new me.
Everybody knows what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how to get better. Everyone knows how to get stronger. Everyone knows how to get healthier. Everyone knows how to get more things done in their life.
Where do I start? And when's the best time to start? And I have a very simple answer for that. Here and now.
Brother, you prayed for strength and got struggle. Then you prayed for growth and got what you thought was silence. But you failed to realize that is the process. So you're not lost. You're just at the point of the game where most men quit.
I don't know how many people are in the world, but say there's 8 billion. Let's just say there's 8 billion different people. There are 8 billion different realities. We can all read the same book. We can all listen to the same music, and everybody's going to have their own perspective of it. Why? Because our past experiences are what shape the way we look at things, and everybody has different past experiences. So when you realize this, and my world is created by how I look at it, and how I look at it, I actually get to choose that as long as I wake up and I stop being asleep. And I choose the way I want to experience this by choosing my perspective.
Hey, listen, I don't know who needs to hear this, but no one is coming to save you. So become disciplined, become relentless, and become consistent. Because the world is full of people who stopped. Be the one who didn't. Point blank, period.
I gotta get in shape now. Too much sitting has ruined my body. Too much abuse has gone on for too long. From now on, it'll be 50 push-ups each morning. 50 pull-ups. There'll be no more pills. There'll be no more bad food. No more destroyers of my body. Every muscle must be tight.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But do you really want to go your whole life without seeing what your mind is capable of?
Stop making excuses. Simple as that.
Fear, it's a construct of the mind in the first place.
F***ing fearless. Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action.
What do champions not have that I have? It's what do they lack? And it's an off button. They just don't stop. Everything in their life is geared towards one goal.
Any human realizes that if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it.
Few can understand that it is irrelevant where people gossip. It is irrelevant what they say. It is irrelevant if they laugh. It is irrelevant if they talk shit. And you understand that the only thing is relevant is what you do. You're going to succeed.
You're not just competing against people who want the same things that you want. You are competing against people who have no other choice but to get the thing that you want.
If my life was a movie and someone were to watch it, I hope they'd be inspired to take risks, not just risks to achieve success, but embrace feeling, both pride and shame, fear and excitement. Personally, I want to experience as much life as possible, and that only happens when you embrace the highs and the lows.
Feeling vulnerable is letting go of your ego, letting go of that tightness, letting go of that ability to protect yourself at all costs from any kind of hurt. You want to fail in life, you want adversity. Failing in life is the best education that can ever happen to you. And failing in life is a deep wound, but it teaches you very valuable lessons. So if you go through life where I don't want to ever have feel hurt, I don't ever want to feel criticized or to fail, you're never going to learn, you're never going to succeed, you're never going to be powerful.
Voluntarily undertaking responsibility isn't a burden. It's an opportunity, right? That doesn't mean it's not easy, but easy. Like, I don't know what easy is. What's easy? Pointless misery? That's not easy. Like, so I guess the reason you pick up your cross and walk uphill is because that's the best thing you can do, all things considered.
When you said, I'm all in, were you really all in? Let me tell you what the cost of being all in is. Early mornings, late nights, being misunderstood, having very few friends, being your own cheerleader. Are you those things? People always talk about, I'm a hard worker. Everybody in this room is a hard worker. That's not going to separate you from anybody else. What are you working hard on?
If you really want to be great at something, it definitely doesn't happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a year or two. And even if you're having a great season or you're having a career year, there's still so much more room to continue to improve. You know, it's still much more room for you to continue with the process of becoming great. The time and the commitment that you give to yourself, into your body, into your craft, into your mind, those things will take care of yourself. And if it's meant for you to have, then it's meant for you to have. And if it's not, if you've done all those things leading up to it and it still didn't happen, you sleep better at night. You're okay with yourself because you gave your body, your mind, your soul, everything that you could ever ask for.
Being great right now, bro, how do you want to be remembered? You know you're meant for more, bro. You see, there's a difference between choices and decisions. Choices means you get to pick. You don't have a choice right now. You have to decide to be great. You have to decide to leave behind a legacy that's worth following. Get the fuck up. Nobody cares how you feel. Put the work in. Leave behind that legacy for them.
Life isn't fair. It's not supposed to be. It's a fight for your peace, your focus, and your future. You don't get to cruise through it. You earn your breakthroughs. You either face the pain or let it own you. That voice in your head telling you to stop, it's lying. So no, it's not easy. But the only way you lose is if you quit.
The things we do in the invisible when no one's watching make all the difference in the world. No matter where you are in life, you know that there's something more, there's something bigger. If you continue to do the same thing, you'll continue to get the same results. There's no other way to look at it. How many opportunities have you missed because you sat on the sidelines?
What I see today is that everything's possible in this world for those who don't quit on themselves or their dreams to reach higher and higher with our dreams, to become more ridiculous with our dreams.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Because they're all possible.
Every time you have a thought, you're telling yourself a story. A story that's going to decide, are you having a great day? Are you moving forward? Are you making progress? Or are you convincing your own mind that things are not going well, that things are bad, and you've got things going against you? Every thought you're in control of. And when you're in control of your thoughts, you can change your story at a moment. You can change what you say so you stop hypnotizing yourself to be negative and start promoting your mind so you get the results that you want. Everything you say to yourself is going to be a reaction to what you're telling your mind.
Because whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it, you talk it, and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for. Every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
You can make a million excuses why you didn't work out this morning. You can make a million excuses why you didn't get that raise, why you didn't take that leap of faith. You can make a million excuses, but you know deep down inside, and consciousness is eating away at you, that it's an excuse. It's not a reason, it's an excuse. Stop making excuses. And when you stop making excuses, the only alternative is then results. You will have periods of defeat. But that defeat will be temporary and not permanent, because you will dust yourself off, get back up, and try again.
So what's the story you're telling yourself from the day you wake up and all through the day till the night? Just because things don't go your way doesn't mean you can't change the story or learn a lesson from what's happening. Tell yourself the story and the results that you want. Convince yourself that things are always going your way, even when they aren't, and you'll find the direction and you'll find the answer to get the results that you're looking for and that you need. Convince yourself that the stories that you're convincing yourself of are positive and not negative. And the stories and the events and the feelings you get will create the results that you want.
You want to be on your deathbed, looking back at your life saying, I just didn't try. It's unfortunate when things don't work out. It's unfortunate when things don't go the way you planned. But if you try as hard as you possibly can and things just don't go your way, that's still a life that you can hang your hat on. But to live a full life of mediocrity, of apathy, of not trying, of always opting for comfort and convenience instead of doing what is right, doing what is best for you and your family, is not just something that you can't hang your hat on. It is something that you should be ashamed of, something you should be embarrassed about.
What if you don't accomplish your goals? What if you don't do anything different? What if you just make a long list of things that you would like to do, but you don't?
Respect is earned through results. Respect is earned through commitment, through effort, through doing what you say you're going to do, and displaying that through everything in your life.
Just so we're all clear, some of the best lessons that you will ever learn, some of the best lessons that I will ever learn, will come from the most pain, the most frustration, and the darkest moments.
But who are you on those f***ing days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's dumb. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. Who are you on those days when shit's all f***ed up? That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still crying, that's the separator right there.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ancient Greeks would say that the gods always envied the mortals because their life was so ephemeral. They had so much chance that could happen to them, right? Where the gods always knew that they weren't going to die and it was completely guaranteed. And so here's my point. Let's consider the alternative, which is that you are on the path and you are guaranteed to know that you're going to get the outcome. All of the mystery is gone. There is no excitement. And so what we do is we basically have this wish that if it actually came true, we would hate it even more than our current circumstance. If you knew that you were going to succeed, it wouldn't be worth doing to begin with. The fact that you are uncertain when you start is what makes it worthwhile. And the fallacy of being in the pursuit is the worry or the concern that it won't amount to anything, because who you are becoming is the thing that you are amounting to in real time every day.
What do you think separates a great story from just a good story?
Easy. In a good story, bad things happen to good people.
In a great story, bad things happen to heroes. Because there's always conflict, and there's always suffering. And that can be just like, oh, that was awful. But the great stories, the ones we keep telling, are the ones where the person who would be a victim becomes a creator. He says, I'm not going to stay in fear. I'm going to make something from this. And they stand up and they go out on an adventure. And what looks like it could have been a tragedy becomes an adventure.
I see you. I see all of the hard work that you put in, all of the struggle that you endure, all of the things that go on behind the scenes that no one else sees and you don't get any appreciation for. I see you and I'm proud of you. And not only am I proud of you, but you inspire me.
Are you right where you're supposed to be? I don't know. I could sit here and tell you that's the case, but I promise it wouldn't be helpful to hear if it wasn't honest. Should you appreciate the present moment? Of course. But if you're unsatisfied with your life, I will never encourage you to be okay with staying right where you are. You see, self-love is not found in lowering your expectations. Self-love is found in recognizing what you're capable of and knowing that you deserve that potential.
You have to start with action. It needs to be, okay, what would have had to have happened in a week's time for me to look back on that week and find pride in myself?
You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts real bad.
Well, at that time of year again, we start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm gonna be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real Merry and Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone, it's quiet, and it's you against you, and now all those endorphins are gone. And what I promised you made about getting up early and getting after to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. So a lot of us can't do things on our own. So find somebody in your life. So when you throw that towel in, they throw that back at you and say you're not done yet. Stay true to yourself. Stay hard.
You're always one choice away, one moment of courage from turning it all around. But here's the truth. Nothing changes if you don't. It's not about waiting for the right time or hoping for a sign. It's about deciding that this moment, this one right here, is the one you'll finally show up for yourself. The best version of you is waiting. Don't leave them hanging. This is your shot. Take it.
Number one reason for success is people focus on things that have high potential consequences. Number one reason for failure is people focus on things that have low or no potential consequences. So ask yourself what's holding you back, and usually it's the quality of self-discipline or it's a skill.
My father used to tell me, a focused fool can accomplish more than a distracted genius. And so your most valuable asset isn't your time, it's your attention. A man with time and distractions will always lose to a man with a deadline and a singular focus. And so it's never been easier to be successful than it is today. It's just also never been easier to be distracted.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. The Greek philosopher Epictetus once said that circumstances do not make the man or woman, they merely reveal him to himself. The response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
If you don't know where you want to go or who you want to be, you eventually just float around, then you eventually crash.
Most people walk around with no goals, no ambition. They don't know where they're going. It's like a ship with no destination. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there.
Ask yourself this. If I had a gun to your head and I said, pick the one thing that you want to do in life that would just make you absolutely happy, would give you a sense of fulfillment and peace of mind, never mind that it's not going to make you money. The thing that you would do if money was not an issue, what is it? And just remember,
what you were put here to do. You're not a mistake. You're not here by an accident. You were born to do something great with your life. You were born to make a difference with your life. This is a fact. Every one of us was put here to do something special, and that special thing is to help one another in some way, shape, or form. And if you can just remember that and negotiate the price in advance, decide now that your will to win cannot be bought by any failure or any success.
Make 2025 the year when you finally demand not just more of yourself, but the best of yourself. So don't wait, don't procrastinate, don't let another year slip by. The perfect moment doesn't exist. Only moment is now.
2025 is coming. And for some of you, it doesn't feel like hope. It feels like another mountain to climb, another year of dragging the weight of everything you've been through. Maybe 2024 wasn't kind to you. Maybe it took more than it gave. Maybe it left you with scars you're still learning to carry. Breakups, tragedies, losses, failures. Maybe this year chewed you up and spit you out, and now you're standing at the edge of a new year, wondering if you even have the strength to try again. But listen to me. 2025 doesn't have to be a continuation of your pain. It can be a transformation. It can be the year you stop letting what happened to you define what's ahead of you. It can be the year you turn every ounce of pain, every heartbreak, every loss into fuel. Here's the thing about hardship. It doesn't have to break you. It can build you. The worst years of your life? They can be the foundation for the best ones, but only if you're willing to make that choice. So how do you make 2025 the year you rise? How do you turn tragedy into triumph, heartbreak into growth, failure into momentum? Let's break it down.
Because you see the gap between where you were and where you could have been. It's a reflection of your potential, of the life you know you're capable of living. And that's not something to be ashamed of. That's something to use. The question is, how?
First, you have to let go. Not in the passive way people tell you to move on, but in the active way of choosing not to carry the weight of what you can't control. The past is heavy, and if you bring it into 2025, it will crush you. Yes, what happened to you was unfair. Yes, it hurt. Yes, you didn't deserve it. But holding on to the anger, the regret, the why me will keep you chained to it. And you can't build a new life while you're still holding on to the ruins of the old one. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't mean pretending it didn't happen. It means acknowledging it, learning from it, and then choosing to move forward.
But you can change what comes next.
Every regret holds a lesson. Every missed opportunity, every mistake, every failure is trying to teach you something. But you have to be willing to learn. Ask yourself, why do I regret this? What would I do differently if I had the chance? What does this regret reveal about what I valued, about who I want to be? The answers won't always be comfortable. They might force you to confront parts of yourself you'd rather ignore. But those answers are the key to growth. They're the blueprint for the person you're becoming. Regret without reflection is wasted pain. Don't waste it. Once you've learned the lesson, it's time to act. Regret is a fire. If you let it burn out of control, it'll consume you. But if you harness it, if you direct it, it can be the fuel that drives you to change. Let your regret remind you of what's at stake. Let it push you to take the chances you were too scared to take before. Let it inspire you to show up differently, to live more intentionally, to stop waiting for the perfect moment and start creating the life you want. Because here's the thing about regret. It's not there to punish you. It's there to motivate you, to wake you up, to say, you don't have to make the same mistakes again. You don't have to keep living this way. You can do better if you choose to.
This might be the hardest part, forgiving yourself. Because regret often comes with guilt, with shame, with the weight of feeling like you've let yourself or someone else down. But carrying that guilt doesn't serve you. It doesn't fix the past. It doesn't make you stronger. Forgiving yourself doesn't mean excusing what you did. It means acknowledging that you're human, that you're imperfect, and that you're trying. Forgive yourself not because you're letting yourself off the hook, but because you deserve the chance to move forward without the weight of shame holding you back. Regret looks backward. Resolve looks forward. Once you've learned from your regret, once you've forgiven yourself, it's time to focus on what's next. Ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? What kind of life do I want to build? And then start. Start small if you have to. Start messy. Start scared. But start. Because here's the truth. You can't change the past, but you can shape the future. And every choice you make, every action you take, is a chance to close the gap between who you are and who you want to be.
Here's the thing about regret. It hurts. It's supposed to. That's what makes it powerful. Pain has a way of sharpening our focus, of reminding us what matters. But regret is only destructive if you let it be. If you choose to let it fester, to let it define you, it will. But if you choose to use it, to learn from it, to let it propel you forward, it becomes a catalyst, a turning point, a source of strength. Because regret isn't the end of your story, it's the beginning of a new chapter. One where you take the lessons of the past and use them to create a future you're proud of. One where you turn your pain into purpose, your failure into fuel, your loss into growth. So if you're carrying regret right now, if you're haunted by the things you wish you'd done differently, I want you to remember this. You're not alone. Everyone has regrets. Everyone has moments they wish they could take back. But the people who rise, the people who turn their lives around, the people who transform themselves, they're the ones who refuse to be defined by their past. They're the ones who choose to turn regret into resolve. And you can be one of them. The past is done. The future is waiting. Make it count.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So what you waiting on?
What?
Do you dream, Elliot? You scraping so hard like you ain't never asked yourself this before. I said, do you want to be here right now?
Along the way, you're going to need to do things you don't want to do or might not think you can do. It's okay to be scared.
That you are now at war within your own mind and body. You are going through a metamorphosis, my nephew. It will not be a pleasant experience. But when you come out of it, you will be the beautiful prince you were always meant to be.
You're going to see this video right before you enter a winning stage in your life. I don't know why, but I just have a feeling that you've been in a rut. You've been off. Things have been feeling maybe out of alignment for you for some time. But that's going to change very, very soon. You know, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And I believe that you have a purpose that you are destined to fulfill in this world. But in order to get there, in order to fulfill that purpose, you must go through a process. You must travel along this long and beautifully treacherous journey. With that comes a lot of hardship, a lot of adversity, a lot of discomfort, whether we like it or not. It's just part of the process. But I want you to know that although things may not have been going your way recently, you've been in this rut, you've been hitting dead end after dead end, repeat failure after repeat failure. The reason that you are going through this is because you are destined for something great.
You know, extraordinary things only happen to extraordinary people. Maybe it's a sign that you've got an extraordinary destiny. Something greater than you could have imagined.
Please stop making it so easy to be extraordinary. This world is so lost that all you have to do is be an honest person and keep some promises, and people think you're a superhero. I mean, if you open your eyes, the lessons are right in front of you. Listen to what makes old people regretful and ask yourself why you're doing the same exact things. Copy the people you look up to, and it freaking works. My God, all people ever want is some free pass. Well, the blueprint of other people's successes and failures is the closest thing you're ever gonna get.
And if one is passionate and committed in the noble pursuit of excellence within their chosen field, be that the arts, technology, science, humanitarianism, conservationism, then I would say one has a moral obligation and an ethical duty to be of service and to always strive to be part of the solution, not the problem. After all, it's a world that our children would inherit. That's worth being a part of. That speaks to me. Passion, action, noble intention creates progress.
Do you think that everyone has purpose?
The way I look at it is, you, Theo, were born with a DNA that will never be replicated in the past or in the future. It's a unique marker of you, right? So genetically, there is something different about you. Weird, odd, gray, whatever you want to put it, okay? And it's like something that's planted at your birth. It's what makes you different from everybody else. That's like a seed at your birth. If you cultivate that seed, if you cultivate your uniqueness, it gives you a purpose in life. It's why you are unique. It's what makes you, you. It's your energy, it's your character, it's your weirdness, it's your sense of humor. It's what draws you to certain things, what you hate about certain things. It's you. If you listen to that, it's like a voice inside of your head. You listen to that voice clearly. It directs you, it gives you a purpose.
What is your why? Why did you even get out of the bed this morning? Why did you eat what you ate? Why did you wear what you wore? We are here to connect. Life is about people. Love, time, death. Now these three abstractions connect every single human being on Earth. Everything that we covet, everything that we fear not having, everything that we ultimately end up buying, is because at the end of the day, we long for love, we wish we had more time, and we fear death. Love, time, death.
Natural to doubt yourself, but if you can push through that and do what needs to be done, you'll do just fine.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
If you were anything like me, you have to feel the pressure. You have to be challenged. You have to be put into uncomfortable scenarios because it wakes something up within you, something that craves life. That part of you that lies deep down will live again. It will live again. And it is when you are reconnected with this part of you that you realize that you can really do anything. No matter how hard it gets or whatever challenge you face, there's nothing that could ever stop you. As long as you are connected with this energy and you remain focused in your pursuit of legacy and fulfillment, there's nothing you cannot do. It doesn't get any simpler than that.
How many promises have you broken to yourself this week? Take a second and really think about that. Maybe it was the alarm you snoozed this morning. Maybe it was the workout you skipped yesterday. Now, here's the real question. How do those broken promises make you feel? You see, every time you tell yourself you'll do something and then you don't, a small part of you loses faith in yourself. And the scary part? You probably don't even notice. It's about the tiny defeats that stack up one after another. You think you're just skipping the gym? But what you're really skipping is the opportunity to prove to yourself that you're capable. You think you're just snoozing your alarm, but what you're really doing is training yourself to break your own word. These defeats, they don't happen all at once. They creep in slowly, infiltrating your mind, making you feel weaker, making you doubt yourself. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be this way. What if I told you there's one decision you can make today that will change everything? What if I told you that keeping the promises you make to yourself could unlock a level of mental strength you didn't even know you had? This video is not about motivation. It's not about hyping you up or telling you to just do it. This is about building discipline. Because discipline isn't about punishment. It's about freedom. Let me ask you something. When was the last time you felt truly proud of yourself? I'm not talking about the big moments like landing a job or finishing a degree. I'm talking about those quiet moments, the ones no one else sees, where you showed up for yourself, when it would have been easier not to. For most of us, those moments are rare. Why? Because we're losing the small battles every single day. And every time you break your own word, you're telling yourself, my promises don't matter. I don't matter. You might not realize it, but this is what's slowly draining your mental strength. It's why you feel unmotivated. It's why you feel stuck. It's why you feel like you're not enough. I've been there. I know how it feels. Let's talk about motivation for a second. Everyone's obsessed with it. I just need to find the motivation, they say. But let me tell you something. Motivation is a liar. It's unreliable. It's fleeting. And if you're waiting to feel motivated, you'll be waiting forever. Discipline, though. Discipline doesn't care how you feel. Discipline says, get it done anyway. Here's the truth. Discipline will take you places that motivation never could. When you build discipline, you don't need to rely on some magical burst of energy to get things done. You just do them. And every time you follow through, you're casting a vote for the person you want to become. Imagine this, waking up every day and knowing you can trust yourself completely. Knowing that when you say you'll do something, it'll get done. It's not about being perfect. It's about showing up day after day and proving to yourself that you're stronger than your excuses. Let me share a story. There was a guy, ordinary like you and me. He wasn't the strongest or the smartest, but he was disciplined. Every morning he woke up at the same time, he trained at the same time, he ate the same meals. People called him boring, even obsessive. But you know what? He won. Not because he was special, but because he refused to lose to himself. That's what discipline does. It makes you unstoppable. Now you might be thinking, okay, I get it. Discipline is important. But where do I start? Start small. Start today. Step one. Set one non-negotiable goal. Just one. Maybe it's waking up at 6 a.m. Maybe it's drinking a gallon of water. It doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that you commit to it, no matter what. Step two, eliminate decision fatigue. Don't give yourself options. If you've decided to train at 7 a.m., there's no debate. You're not asking yourself if you feel like it. You're just doing it. Step three, track your wins. Every time you keep a promise to yourself, write it down. Watch the list grow. Those little victories, they add up. But let me be real with you. You're going to mess up. You're going to miss workouts, hit snooze, and break promises. And that's okay. Failing doesn't mean you're a failure. Quitting does. The key is to get back up. To refuse to let one bad day turn into a bad week. Discipline is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And the stronger it gets, the easier it becomes to win those battles. At the end of the day, discipline isn't about being hard on yourself. It's about freedom. When you're disciplined, you're free from the guilt and regret that comes from breaking promises. You're free from the endless cycle of excuses and restarts. You're free to live the life you've always wanted. Start small, but start today. Win your next battle, and then the one after that. Because every time you keep a promise to yourself, you're proving to yourself that you're capable, that you're strong, that you're enough. You've got this. If this message resonated with you, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with someone who needs to hear it. Let's build discipline together.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Take out the trash, Dan. The trash is anything that is keeping you from the only thing that matters. This moment. Here. Now. And when you truly are in the here and now, you will be amazed at what you can do.
Maybe you were meant to be hurt to understand the value of healing. Maybe you were meant to be lonely to understand the value of love. Maybe you were meant to make mistakes to understand the value of learning. Maybe you were meant to wait to understand the value of patience. Maybe you were meant to be in the darkness to understand the value of light. I think these things that we call chaos or these things that we call curses are actually our blessings in disguise.
My friend, I know that you have that feeling within you, that energy which is gravitating you towards something greater. You have a vision, an ambition, a dream that is God-given, and it is your light, your beacon, which will guide you through this journey that we call life. And that doesn't mean it will be easy. In fact, you'll get lost a lot of the time. But as long as you keep your North Star visible, and you do not dim it because other people tell you that it's too bright, or that it will lead you somewhere that you don't belong, you will be just fine. I promise you.
When I think of goals, I think of persistence and determination. Drive, knowing that what you want is always available to you. And just because when you're working towards a goal, you don't get what you want at first, and when everything seems impossible, you realize that everything happened for us exactly the way it's supposed to. And sometimes we get in life what we need before we get what we want. So if we focus on getting where we need it, I promise you one thing, you'll have what you've always wanted in life. That journey along that path isn't always our perfect journey, but it's supposed to happen that way, and it's perfectly planned for a reason. So accept the journey, take the path, and see all the obstacles as beautiful encounters instead of problems that stop us. They don't stop us, they show us a better way of getting something in life. So welcome the things that we need in life so we can get the things we really wanted. You already have what it takes. Focus, drive, and always look at the end result.
How many times have you told yourself, this is it, this is the year. 2025 is the year I'm gonna get serious. I'm gonna unlock my potential. I'm gonna stop this. I'm gonna quit that. I'm gonna start this. How many years have you been doing this, and how many years have you actually done it? Or is it by mid-January, you've already given up, you've already quit? Like most people, your resolutions have already failed, right? And they fail because life happens, because it's hard. Another year slips by, we slip back into our old patterns, our old practices, and the song goes on. How much longer are you gonna wait? Demand the best of yourself.
Take responsibility for your life. No one is coming to save you.
But we have to start taking responsibility for ourselves.
Because the pain of doing nothing with your life will always be worse than the pain of doing something with your life.
The man who blames others has a long way in his journey to go. The man who blames himself is halfway there.
We have to stop putting it off and making excuses for why we aren't where we want to be.
the price to pay, but I'm telling you, the price is easy if the promise is clear. One of the better notes to make for today. The price is easy if the promise is clear and powerful. But the price seems almost too much to pay. Too much to get over, too much to accomplish, if the promise isn't clear, if the promise isn't powerful.
Start walking. You gotta start walking, because the perspective's not gonna change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps. But standing there, lost, and not doing anything, is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
What does it mean to be strong? The world has a habit of reducing strength to something simple. It tells you that strength is being tough, never breaking, never showing weakness. It tells you that strength is about power, about dominance, about winning. But that version of strength? It's a lie. It's a facade. It's a mask we wear to hide the truth about what real strength looks like. Real strength isn't loud. It's not flashy. It's not about how much you can lift or how hard you can hit. Real strength is quiet. It's subtle. It's the kind of strength that doesn't demand attention because it doesn't need it. Real strength is getting back up when life has knocked you down. Not because you're unbreakable, but because you refuse to stay broken. Real strength is having the courage to be vulnerable, to admit when you're struggling, to ask for help when you need it. It's the strength to say, "I can't do this alone," even when the world tells you that you should be able to. Real strength is choosing kindness in a world that can be cruel. It's having the capacity to forgive, even when it's hard. It's the ability to hold on to hope, even when everything around you feels hopeless. Strength isn't about pretending you don't feel pain. It's about learning how to carry it. It's about allowing yourself to hurt, to grieve, to heal, and then finding the will to move forward anyway. Strength is resilience, yes, but it's also grace. It's also patience. It's also compassion. And let's be honest, being strong is hard. It's not about being perfect. It's not about never falling. It's about what you do after the fall. It's about standing up, brushing yourself off, and saying, "This didn't break me. It bent me. It hurt me, but it didn't break me." But here's the truth most people don't want to admit. Strength isn't something you're born with. It's something you build. It's something you cultivate through the choices you make, through the way you respond to life's challenges. Every time you face something hard and choose to show up anyway, you're building strength. Every time you let yourself feel the fear but take the step anyway, you're building strength. Strength isn't about being invincible. It's about being human. It's about embracing the full spectrum of what it means to live. Joy and pain, love and loss, hope and despair, and choosing to keep going. It's about understanding that life isn't always fair, that it's not always kind, but that you have the power to face it head on anyway. And you know what else? Real strength isn't just about how you carry yourself. It's about how you lift others. It's about being the person who reaches out a hand, who offers a shoulder, who reminds someone else that they're not alone. Because strength doesn't exist in isolation. It's in the connections we build, the kindness we show, the love we give.
The strongest people you'll ever meet, they're not the ones who look like they have it all together. They're not the ones who never show weakness. They're the ones who faced the worst of life and kept going anyway. The ones who've been knocked down and gotten back up. Not because it was easy, but because they refused to let the darkness win. So, if you're struggling right now, if you're feeling like you don't have the strength to keep going, I want you to know this. Strength isn't about never falling. It's about always getting back up. It's about taking one more step, no matter how small, no matter how shaky. It's about showing up, even when it hurts. You are stronger than you think. Not because you're perfect, not because you never struggle, but because you keep going, because you keep trying, because you keep choosing to fight for your life, for your dreams, for your future. And that is the kind of strength that can't be measured. That is the kind of strength that doesn't fade. That is the kind of strength that changes everything. So, when you think about what it means to be strong, remember this. Strength isn't in how much you can endure. It's in how you choose to live. It's in how you rise, how you love, how you give, how you grow. It's in how you show up for yourself and for the world every single day. You are strong. You've been strong all along. And as long as you keep going, as long as you keep showing up, as long as you keep trying, you'll keep growing into the strongest, most complete version of yourself. This is your strength. This is your power. This is your story.
All winners have lost. All winners have got depressed. All winners have been heartbroken. All winners have been disappointed and confused and frustrated and angry. But they kept moving forward. That's the only reason they're winners. Nobody has just winning all the time. Nobody does.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.